What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two, and the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, recently, Amnesty International joined its voice to Human Rights Watch and several Israeli non-governmental organizations to conclude that Israel has been committing the crime of apartheid. The conclusion is based on over 200 pages of evidence concerning the treatment of Palestinians both in Israel proper and in the occupied territories. And, of course, Israel has come on out screaming, oh, you're anti-Semites, you're Jew haters, you're biased, it's unfair, and, the usual litany of dodging the issue that we get from Israel. But there was a very good article that came on out from no less than Haaretz itself saying what is untrue in Amnesty's report on Israel. And it says, was Israel not founded on an explicit policy of maintaining Jewish demographic hegemony while reducing the number of Palestinians within its boundaries? Yes or no? True or false? Does this policy not exist to this day? Yes or no? True or false? Does Israel not maintain a regime of oppression and control of Palestinians in Israel and in the occupied territories for the benefit of Israeli Jews? Yes or no? True or false? Do the rules of engagement with Palestinians not reflect a policy of shoot to kill or at least maim? Yes or no? True or false? Are the evictions of Palestinians from their homes and the denial of construction permits not part of Israeli policy? Yes or no? True or false? So, little tip of the hat both to Amnesty International and for Haaretz out there. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Don in Arizona, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, yes, I wanted to comment. Yesterday you were talking about they changed the definition of the word vaccine.
Yes.
You said it was because the people would take them because they were not going to sign. Obviously, they're not going to stand in line for a experimental gene therapy, right?
That's why they called them vaccines, and then people started saying, wait a minute, these shots are not really vaccines. And so they changed the definition of vaccine to include these gene therapies. You change the meaning of the word and you control, basically what people, you're controlling the word is what you're doing.
Yeah, but the more important reason for that, they changed the definition so they get indemnity. They're indemnified, or some people say the companies are, they have immunity. Nobody can sue these drug companies.
That's true. If they're called vaccines, then the pharmaceutical companies are protected by U.S. law from civil litigation. And we pointed this out back when Joe Biden was out there trying to claim that gun makers are the only industry in America immune from civil litigation. Well, Remington shows the opposite. They just got nailed by the parents of Sandy Hook. The vaccine manufacturers, they are protected from any kind of lawsuit. They could put Drano in those needles, and you can't do a thing about it.
They can kill everybody, and nobody can touch them. What actually happens, you can file a claim against you can sue in this vaccine, the so-called vaccine court, and you'll be paid by the American taxpayers. They have paid a lot of money out for
about
that,
$4 million.
And it's all kept quiet, under the... on the QT, that's one of the most insidious things in the whole in a whole government, which is totally insidious. I want to talk a little bit, Mike, about some books on this subject of COVID. One book I read was this book by Scott Atlas. I can't remember the name, Dr. Scott Atlas. It was a bestseller, more or less. And that one was pretty easy. And he was the guy, he was the actual halfway decent advisor that Trump did call in to Washington. Remember him? Scott Atlas? And so he was the only guy there that made any sense, but they wouldn't listen to him. The problem was Trump put Pence in charge of the COVID task force. And Pence...
Yes.
He just let... Dr. Scarf, remember Dr. Scarf? Her name was Burks, that lady. She was in charge of the meetings. And so they wouldn't listen to Atlas, and Scott Atlas said he actually thought that Trump believes, you know, wanted to go along with him, but he just, Trump led, I don't know, of course we can't read Trump's mind, but then this other book that's a bestseller now is The Real Anthony Fauci by Bobby Kennedy. That's a great book.
Yeah,
Between the two, the one with Scott Atlas is a lot easier. It goes a lot faster. It's just simply his account of, like, Mr. Smith goes to Washington, what it was like for him going there and being, you know, it's pretty easy to read. It doesn't get in the weeds on all the science of it. Whereas Bobby Kennedy goes into detail. And, you know, the thing is about this Bobby Kennedy book, Fauci started all this, the repeat of the same template he used on AIDS.
Yes.
They drummed up a lot of hysteria. And a lot of people now believe that AIDS was just mainly from the paupers, the amyl nitrate?
Amyl nitrate. What I think the real origin of AIDS is... was the smallpox vaccination campaign in Africa because they didn't really have clean, modern, sterilized laboratories. They were using sloppy techniques. And the way they were preparing the smallpox vaccine is they were cultivating cattle blood with the cowpox on it using sheep liver as a growth medium. And if you look at the actual HIV virus, structurally, it's very similar to a cross between bovine leukemia and sheep vicina virus. And so there may have been a spontaneous splicing or joining, which happens a lot. That's where these new diseases come from. And so they blamed it on the green vervet monkey and, you know, kept it all quiet that way.
Well, a lot of people believe that the HIV, and even the guy that came up with HIV in the first place, this French guy that won the Nobel Prize, that just died a couple of days ago, he came out, he finally admitted that there's no proof that HIV causes AIDS. And the thing is, these gay guys at the time, there's a few things they had in common. They were all taking this one drug, amyl nitrite.
And, amyl nitrate. Yeah, it's a recreational drug used during sex.
But besides that, there's more to it than that. If in fact,
HIV virus is not the cause of COVID, I think we need to look at the recent revelations that people being given these experimental gene therapies for COVID are developing immunity problems that maybe AIDS itself was an adverse vaccine reaction.
Well, let me finish what I was going to say. If you read this book, The Real Anthony Fauci goes into, and Bobby Kennedy will say he doesn't know. He's not going to take a position one way or another, but he lays out these different scientific different opinions. And what these gay guys did, besides the amyl nitrite, which they took all the time, they had a whole lot of sex, more than most people do. So they were having sex, and because they were having so much unprotected sex, a lot of them were functionally addicted to antibiotics all the time too, which also runs down your immune system.
Yeah,
they had these, and plus they were doing a lot of recreational drugs too. And
Wait a minute. Yes, there were some gay people doing recreational drugs. There were some heterosexual people doing recreational drugs. And amyl nitrate was not confined to the gay community. A lot of straight people enjoyed the rush it gave you during orgasm. And so since we didn't see the huge AIDS problem show up in the heterosexual community, I think we can basically discount the idea that amyl nitrate had anything to do with it.
Well, I believe that it was a lot more prevalent with the amyl nitrate was a lot more prevalent with the gay community. But we'll let it go. But anyway, this is a good book. This is a good book, and but the AZT was the most toxic. He was killing people. Fauci, I believe.
Yeah, AZT was very destructive. Yeah,
he's a sadistic psychopath. He loves to kill people. Aside from making money off of these drugs, he gets a rush out of just killing a lot of people. AZT was what really killed a lot of the AIDS patients, because
well,
they
like
died
the
of the
1976 swine flu vaccine. You know, was killing more people than the flu was, and you know, look at some of the other stuff that Fauci has sponsored, like those beagle puppy experiments with their heads in the cage,
yeah.
And other things like that. It takes a really sadistic mind to sign the check to pay for that.
I hope that guy, you know, I hope that guy, I mean, but nobody's doing anything. But one thing you notice, he hasn't been on TV so much lately. He's kind of
he's trying to sort of fade away before.
I think he should. I look for him to just retire.
Wait, John, please don't cut me off.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. All righty. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good day, Michael. Yeah, I haven't been able to call your show for a couple of days, but I do want to talk about the Super Bowl. It looked rigged to me, but you know that's just the way it is. In that game, it could be rigged with the refs and buy-off and all that. What nonsense for L.A. and they had to make L.A. win with the Hollywood weirdo freak show out in Mexifornia there, but. My God, real reason I called is, let's talk about Hillary Clinton, what she's getting away with.
Yes.
This Hillary Billary imbecile Clinton with buffoonery Biden, the criminals that they both are. Hillary spent, Mike, am I reading this right? She spent almost $8 million on that dossier to get Trump down, take him down?
Yeah, the Steele dossier,
$3 million?
It was a lot of money. I forget the exact amount.
Well, whatever the amount is, Mike. They caught her, Durham reports caught her red-handed, basically. And then she's smashing her phone with the blue, BlackBerry and all this. I mean, what's going on? Like George Soros, this guy Soros never been arrested for basically committing espionage and criminal activities against the United States of America. And,
yeah.
Hillary's getting away with unbelievable nonsense to take Trump out. And like you said, Mike, they should have cleaned his voting up 20 years ago to Republicans. They allowed the Democrats to get the narrative on the vote. You know, they basically have the women of this country, the white women, which they use, which is a lie. I agree with you. But they use the white narrative, oh, the white women are much more liberal than the white men, so they're always going to basically be Democrats. What nonsense. What utter filthy lies. You got a guy like Bernie Sanders and Blumenthal in two majority white states, or mainly, I guess, Christian, and they vote for Marxist communist Jews. It's unbelievable to me. And Hillary, Hillary Rotten Rodham, I don't know what she is, but she's a lying, conniving, thieving rat getting away with utter murder.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know, she's redefining power mad bitch for all future generations.
Man, Mike, I couldn't have said it better. That was great. Yeah, exactly. You know, and then Biden, Mike, did you see Biden speak today again, his speech about the Russian thing that's going on?
Yeah, he's still out there pushing that agenda. You know, I think he's convinced himself that the only thing that will save the Democratic Party in the midterms is going to be a major war. And I don't think that's going to work because the American people are sick and tired of wars, especially wars started with lies, fraud, and deception.
Well, absolutely, Mike. This guy actually is like trying to pick a war to keep the demon rats in power. And then you know, this crap with the mask. Mike, they had Biden's poll numbers on today. It was 39% with the Democrats. His poll numbers amongst Democrats is 39%, Mike. That's disastrous for that bumbling idiot. Okay,
yes.
That's number one. Number two is the mask. DeSantis is basically saying, we're not going to wear no mask in Florida. Screw you. We didn't have it with the Hong Kong flu. We didn't have it with the swine flu. And now all of a sudden we got to wear it with the corona nonsense. You know, the Chinese government is basically, I guess they're culpable in this nonsense. I don't know what to think about this COVID nonsense. Maybe it wasn't the United States like you say, Mike.
Well,
I don't know.
You know, it has been documented that the research, the gain-of-function research at the Wuhan Virology Laboratory was being funded out of the National Institutes of Health.
Exactly. So Fauci, like the last caller, so Fauci is a murderer. And, Mike, this is all, it's a giant cabal. That's all I can basically say. I don't know what else to say today. I can tell you the way the Super Bowl looked to me the other day, it looked like it was rigged, like it's fixed. The fix was in at the last minute. Ooh, you know, they're going to call these penalties. I mean, the whole thing is like a giant cabal of lies. And that's all I got to say today, really. I mean, the immigration thing's another insanity, Mike. 2.6 million illegals since last January, Mike, have snuck through our border. 2.6 million.
They shot something like 30,000 just during the Super Bowl.
Exactly. Mike, they're not coming here to compliment. They're coming to eat our lunch, take our jobs, and wipe us out. And, Mike, I got to tell you something. I got to let you know this. And I'm going to hang up. Mike, I went up to Hollywood, Florida yesterday, Mike. You know, here in South Florida, Miami, we have a giant Cuban community, correct?
Yes.
Mike, everywhere you go in Hollywood, Florida, all the way up to Pompano Beach, it's all Quebec. They're all coming in from Canada. I mean, Mike, there's literally, I would say, over 100,000 cars I saw with Quebec tags on them. All these French Canadians are bringing their liberal crap down to Florida. I don't know what, I don't think they vote down here, but they sure bring that crazy crap from Canada down here, Quebec. It's full of French Canadians here in South Florida, Hollywood, Pompano. Unbelievable. And, you know, they don't.
Well,
I mean,
if they're
here
legally, I don't have a problem with that.
Right. I don't either. But, Mike, you know, they're well, I guess I have a problem with there. It seems like they're buying up everything. They're just like they're blockbusting everything. They're buying up all the stores. Everything's in. I mean, it's. I don't know if they're going to start wanting to have French language like the Cubans down here. You know, South Florida, you got to have everywhere you go, Spanish restaurant here, Spanish this name, fresco. You got everything, pollo tropical. Everywhere you go, Mike, there's no more hardly any gringo stuff anymore. And in Hollywood, it's all basically French. I mean, it's one thing you come to the United States and you accept this country for what it is and you learn to keep the common language and you have your businesses in English. We are not a Bosnia-Herzegovina, hopefully. But I guess we're going to end up like that, Mike. That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, you need to keep in mind, that in the entire history of the United States, they have never declared an official language for this country. You know, there's
right.
no law that says if you're here, you will speak English. And that was mostly because during the early development of the country, there were so many people coming in from other countries. I mean, if you look at the immigration wave during the 1930s, you know, Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty. People were coming in speaking French, Italian, German. That was welcome at that time, and that's how a nation grows and evolves. You know, I don't have a problem with people who come here from anywhere through the legal immigration system. Okay, I do have a problem with the illegal immigration and how it is being exploited by the liberal Democrats, not to mention the drug lords.
Yes, right on, Mike. But, you know, they would never allow hundreds of thousands of Germans to start speaking German, Mike, because remember, the Continental Congress, before this country was founded, they were one vote away from making this in a German-speaking country, official language.
Yeah, but that vote
basically.
Failed.
Well,
you know, there's a lot of German around here in Indiana, by the way.
It was one vote away from actually being a predominantly Washington and all that would never have been called Washington. It would have been called the German surname or whatever. That was one vote away, so that's how close it was, actually, back in those days with George Washington and Jefferson, to being a German-speaking country. So it was amazing reading all that, but... Yeah, Mike, I had to get that off my chest because I'm like, wow, man. It's one thing you come here, you keep the common language, but another thing, all these restaurants, all these storefronts and all that, it's all changing, Mike. And then, you know, you don't see here in South Florida, you hardly ever see a redheaded kid or a black-haired kid with white skin or a blonde-haired kid. You don't see it hardly anymore. They're all darker-skinned kids here in South Florida. that's by design, Mike.
Well, you know, in Florida, you tend to get tan. Same thing in Hawaii.
Yep.
You know,
well, that's
after
true,
2 years in Santa Claus, I've gone back to my pasty white pallor.
Mike, I don't have a problem with that as long as they become Americanized and we have to have a common cohesion of speaking one common language. We can't all be like...
I agree with you on that one. Do you remember the big Esperanto craze? I think it was back in the 1950s. They tried to invent a new language that was going to be universal, and it kind of fell flat on its face.
Right.
Okay. All right, Tom, listen, we're coming up on a commercial break, and I need to let you go here. So stay tuned. We're going to have some commercials, and we're going to come back with more phone calls, 512-248-8252.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We've talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go back to the phones to Bob in New Jersey. Hello, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a biologist that was involved in the latest technology products. And I called on many of the pharmaceutical companies, biotech. And in 1984, I went into Lederle Labs, which is now Pfizer, and I was to discuss an engineer who had a myriad of patents after his name. He developed new products, new techniques and things with working with the researchers there. And he told me that, he said, you want to know where AIDS started? And I said, where? And he says, right here. He said, we made a beta test of a drug for hepatitis B, and he said, do the epidemiology in the gay community. So that's where he said. I said, well, why don't you pull the samples and see if the virus is there, you know, see if the causative agent is there. And he says, well, the ultra cold broke down, so the samples were destroyed. So I said, you got rid of the evidence. Said, well, you might say that.
Yeah.
And second, the avian flu, I was also involved with that. The avian flu, some time ago, a lot of researchers said it was another flu that was made up of, I think it was three separate virus segments. And
And another thing was covered. I used to have a internet show in some years ago, 2009. We covered with a reporter from Austria, where Baxter Labs, I believe, was the company that made the flu virus and sent it out to 18 different European nations. And one of them, before they broke it down into the little ampules for the injections, tested it on their ferrets, and all the ferrets died. And it turned out that it had avian flu in it.
Now, okay.
I'm very close to some people who were tissue culture experts in the manufacture of these products, and also safety experts. They say that can't happen by accident. You can only have one reactive agent that you're working on, either be a drug or a vaccine. You just can't have more than one. Now, what was thought was that they were looking for the combination of the avian flu with the flu to make it more transmissible human to human.
Yes.
And it wasn't, avian flu is not that transmissible. It's very deadly if you get it, but it's not that transmissible person to person. So that's all I have to say, but thanks for the show. I'm not disputing what you said. You may have a point there, because the flu and the AIDS in Africa is somewhat different than the AIDS here.
Ah, okay, yes.
One last thing. I was in Mount Sinai Hospital, probably in the research end, talking to two of the researchers in the molecular biology. And both of them were saying that HIV did not cause AIDS, which was the big thing. HIV caused AIDS. So they went, a lot of what they were saying was well over my head. I'm not a virologist myself. And I said to them, why don't you put together a grant and submit it to the NIH? And they said, and cross Tony Fauci, our careers would be over.
Yeah, that sounds like Fauci.
That's all I have to say. Thanks, Mike. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much for the information. And there does seem to be a lot of splicing going on. Back in 2009, when they were out there with that flu, I called it the when pigs fly flu, because the flu had human genetic material, avian genetic material, and porcine genetic material from three different sources, all in this one pathogen. And they were out there saying this was going to wipe out, you know, the earth and everything, and it didn't actually. All right, let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
A second federal court in 2 weeks granted a preliminary injunction against the DOD, Department of Defense, on behalf of a U.S. military service members seeking religious exemptions for the vaccine mandate, okay? And the one in Georgia was a lady who had been in there 25 years, and she was denied a religious exemption and because she didn't want to take it because it had parts of fetal cells in it, aborted fetal cells, right? So that's a preliminary injunction because they were denying them religious exemptions. So, I mean, I know in the Air Force you don't have to be a flyer, you know. I worked in Air Force Base, and my captain was ahead of the lab, see, but
yeah,
but you can stop them from flying. They got mad at me before because they said if this is true, he can't fly. So I just tell you what I see.
Okay,
that's the way,
Pat,
it is.
Okay. Yeah, Pat, stay on the line. I got to put you on hold. We got to take another break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Pat in Fort Worth about, the vaccines and the military and, the numbers of injuries that were revealed during Ron Johnson's roundtable is staggering. The damage these vaccines are causing. And we're seeing indications that once you have one of these mRNA vaccines, if you go under stress, you're going to have a stroke or a heart attack. We've seen all these professional soccer athletes just fall over on the playing pitch. And war is very stressful. Combat is very stressful. Landing on an aircraft carrier is considered extremely stressful. And I'm not sure that we want to be going into a new world war with a military that is going to have a heart attack and die the first time they get shot at. Anyway, Pat, if you would sort of pick up where you left off.
I was just saying that everybody in the Air Force is not in, a flyer. I was working in the Air Force lab, and so the captain of the lab was a woman, she had been there. I mean, this one here and this lawsuit had been there 25 years. And she would have to give up her career or forget it because she didn't want to have those aborted fetal cells in it. I have heard, this is just a temporary injunction, but a temporary can help everybody for a little while until maybe they give up on the whole thing. You don't have to, the thing about it is they're saying about Biden now, he's making a list of all the people who want religious objections. My son has one of those where he works. He's making a list. So I said, I guess he's just part of the Antichrist satanic thing that wants to just get a list to persecute the Christians.
Well,
you don't have to be a Christian.
Well, be.
You don't have to be a Christian to be against abortion. I mean, you know, they're against all that in Russia because by the age of 40, the average woman had 10 paid-for abortions. And then they don't have enough people, so, you know, they don't like homosexuals. You don't get any babies from that. They're right to do it.
You know, here in the U.S., I mean, lesbian couples are getting children through artificial insemination, so that's not an absolute. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Pat, thank you very much for the call and the information, and we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to chime in with the Durham report and Hillary Clinton and connect a couple of dots here. It's pretty clear that the people who fixed the election in 2020 were the media, the intelligence communities, and the banks own the media, frankly. And the Democratic Party and the military-industrial complex, they all had to cooperate. It's the same thing if you go back to 2016. They all had to cooperate there. They had multiple, you know, FBI, CIA, DOJ, State Department also involved in it, and cooperating with the other people overseas for the Russia Gate narrative, which, of course, we all know is crap. But also, you know, that was loved by the military-industrial complex. It's also loved by the people who fomented the Ukrainian Revolution in 2014, the Victoria Nulands, and the people who are championing that, Blinken, the people getting rich from it, like Obama, like the Bidens and Hunter and the big guy. All these people to continue this Russia narrative, Mike, and this heightened cold, this new attempt at a Cold War, I believe it cements, it also deflects people away from what went on in 20. You can't, if there's a new wave of anti-Russianism because there's a new Cold War or worse, then you know what? Biden skates, Obama skates, Clinton skates.
Yeah.
Everybody skates. And the military industrial complex rolls on and on, it's a continuing thing to look over here and to avoid any accountability or judicial circumstance from any of this.
Yes.
So they're just trying to, you know, I do believe this is related, and that the narrative, it's all linked together. All the people that want the same thing, from the Israelis who didn't like Russia intervening in Lebanon or in Syria and denying them their victory in the war that they started there, to the Victoria Nulands, to the military industrial complex, to the Bidens and the Obamas and the Clintons getting rich. To the media, which can't afford a reexamination of their role in propagating the crap that they did in Russiagate, and they're doing now with the Ukraine.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
it's a big problem.
It's an ongoing thing, and I hope to God somebody goes to the bottom and somebody finally swings, and I mean literally swings, over this. Hillary's a good person to start out with, but this could not have been done without Obama. I mean, you know, you just can't have a collusion like the Kennedy assassination, when you have to have somebody to control the Secret Service and the FBI,
yes,
and the CIA and appoints the Warren Committee. Oh, you know, that's the president. Well, it's the same thing now. You can't have somebody, you know, the State Department and FBI and the CIA and also, you know, all these agencies, and not have the president involved in that, and probably pushing it. So, anyways, that's my two cents, Mike. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, it's very interconnected, and you know, to use a phrase that came out during the investigation into the Kennedy assassination, you know, there are high-level people at the CIA who are considered untouchable. And they're not physically at Langley, but they're connected to the CIA contractors and, you know, like, you know, Clay Shaw, a good example there. And yep, it certainly seems like the Clintons are untouchables because they just keep on doing what they're doing and nothing ever happens to them. And we really cannot survive a two-tiered society of lower tier must adhere to the laws and the upper tier can just do whatever they want, whether it's assassination or drug running or anything at all, you know.
And just be clear, the billionaires are involved in this too. The billionaires who fixed the election in 2016, you know, unsuccessfully, and successfully fixed it in 2020. Guys like, you know, what's his name for Facebook?
Zuckerberg,
the guy who just got thrown out, and all the billionaires that that run Google and all that stuff, and we know where they are. And the bankers, you know, who also own these same media conglomerates. So they're the ones. These are the people that run us. And taken all together, they do what they want, and we're just like that ant farm that I keep talking about. So, anyways, they're the mad 10-year-old, and we're the ant farm.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you very much for the phone call here. And before we take any more phone calls, I do have an announcement to make. The former RBN host of The American Awakening, Michael Herzog, is coming back to RBN to help fill the shoes left by John Stadmiller. And he's going to be taking the microphone for the National Intel Report starting Tuesday, February 22nd, and continuing every Tuesday after that. And speaking of the Intel Report, tonight it will be hosted by Dr. Kelly and James from Vancouver. So let's go back to the phones. Eric in Montana, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I wanted to talk about the border crossing closures. I just received information that the Coots border crossing on the border of Alberta and Montana has been reopened.
Yes.
I don't know if you reported on that because I didn't hear the first hour.
Yeah, we did report on that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, sorry I missed that. But, you know, all of this started, the vaccine requirements, they started not because of the OSHA mandates, but DHS has a mandate on truck drivers who are non-U.S. citizens that they have to be vaccinated. And then Justin Castro reciprocated with their cross-border mandate that all citizens, including Canadians, have to be vaccinated.
Yes.
So it's basically the U.S. that started it, even though ours didn't kick in until a week after the Canadians. So, you know, I just wanted to straighten that out, that it's the Department of Homeland Security who enacted the first restrictions. But what was I going to say? I forget.
Okay.
But that's all I had. Oh, what I wanted to say is that, you know, instead of all these truckers have made they've made their voices heard. Now, what they need to do is just stay home, you know, instead of being out there in the open. You know, they'll put a significant dent in the supply chain, and it'll cause a disruption that way, and it'll remain peaceful, you know. But we know that the government doesn't like to not be paid attention to, so You know, eventually they're going to do something to force people to pay attention to them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, Trudeau is already using the Emergency Act to threaten tow companies that if they will not tow the truckers away, police and military are simply going to confiscate the tow trucks and do it themselves. And I imagine if the truckers just decided to stay home and not drive trucks, that Trudeau might extend the same thing to them. I mean, he's basically made himself dictator of Canada right now.
He really has. But you know what? What are they going to do? Are they going to go around and sabotage vehicles, or are they going to drive them around? You know, it's.
Well, you know, the police already sabotaged some excavator heavy equipment to keep them from joining the protests. So, they cut the cables, cut the control lines, and it's getting ugly up there, and it's going to start happening here. You know, people have just reached the breaking point.
It really has. I'm afraid it's. I hope it remains peaceful. That's all I have to say.
Well, I'd like it to remain peaceful, and. You know, I don't like all this talk about revolution in this country. And if one comes, I'm certainly not going to get in their way, you know. But,
they've already
dark
declared
times.
War on us with these economic embargoes and seizures of our property. And, you know, so economic embargoes and, siege are the oldest forms of warfare, right?
Yes.
So you starve people out, and that's what they're doing to the truck drivers and the other protesters who have joined. So they're already at war against us.
Yes.
It's just a matter of time before somebody, you know, does something. But I don't think it'll come to that without a false flag of the government doing it to themselves.
Well, I mean, the government does false flag. I mean, the 13 guys arrested with guns, the Mounties are saying they weren't really part of the Freedom Convoy. We had that guy that was out there with the Nazi flag just trying to be really obvious and obnoxious. Yeah, this is how the governments like to play. The thing is, they've been playing these same dirty tricks on the public for so long, the public is now wise to their dirty tricks. I remember when Claire and I were back on Hawaii, took part in an anti-war protest against Iraq, and the organizers of the protest said, look, if there's anybody out there trying to cause violence, just form a circle around them and point at them and say, you know, Fed, 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 like they did January 6th to that guy who was trying to get everybody to get into the Capitol building.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Also, in the age of cell phone cameras and stuff, which, you know, they can switch them off remotely. So
yes,
I encourage everybody to get your old digital cameras and old film cameras. And if you're out in public like that, make sure you're snapping photos. You know, make sure they
Absolutely.
Don't have any internet, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, no connectivity whatsoever.
Yeah.
Keep snapping photos. That's going to be our best defense.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Before I start, isn't it funny how if you're a wealthy person and you have guns, it's called a collection.
Yeah.
But if you're a middle class or lower middle class person and you have guns, they call it an arsenal.
Yes, a little double standard. Well, you know, collectible guns, when I think of a gun collection, I think of, you know, like flintlocks and muskets and stuff that has some history to it. But, you could have a whole wall full of AR-15s and AK-47s. And, well, that's a collection. That's okay for me to own.
Yeah, but if you voted for Trump and you live in a regular house and it's a... and you... They want to take your guns, as they call it, an arsenal on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, the litigation was $74 million to the Sandy Hook families from Remington.
Yes.
This is a step. They're gonna take the guns through litigation, or at least severely restrict them so only the wealthy can have them, just like they do already with the full automatics.
You
could have an AR-15... and an M16 side by side, they're basically the same gun. The only difference is the sear,
yes,
the selector switch. The AR-15 will cost $600, the M16 will cost, shoot, I don't know, $20,000, maybe more.
Well, you also have to pay a special tax. I mean, you can have an automatic weapon, but there's a tax on it, which is, again, designed to make it so that only the wealthy can have them. And us peasants are left with slingshots and pea shooters.
Yeah, you know, I was browsing aircraft on Trade-A-Plane, and it just blows my mind. Like, I remember looking at a Cessna 150 I was thinking about buying back in the late 80s, and the guy was selling it for $5,000.
Wow, that's a bargain.
Yeah, it was a bargain. Well, he was too old to fly, lost his medical, and he was just trying to unload it, you know.
Yeah,
and
that's just, you know, that was a... Bruce, I got to put you on hold. Stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did.
Welcome back to our show here, final segment of our program on this Wednesday. We're talking with Bruce in Texas about gun rights and the Second Amendment. So, Bruce, if you pick up where you left off.
Yeah, people are going to wonder why I'm talking about airplanes, but I'll make the connection if I have time. You know, I just looked it up out of curiosity after seeing the astronomical cost of single-engine basic aircraft like Cessnas and what have you, Pipers. In 1955, the Cessna Skyhawk cost $9,000 new.
Yeah.
The Cessna 172, single-engine, four-passenger airplane, you know, for your weekend flyer. Today, the bare bones, the basic cost new is $369,000.
Yes.
Yeah, shooting from the hip now. Just for inflation, it's $340,000 more expensive than it should be. And, you know, where
well,
is the cost?
Well, you know, there's another factor there. I mean, with increasing FAA regulation, the instrument panels on those aircraft, you know, are growing and becoming more crowded with more sophisticated equipment. And half the value of an airplane is in that instrument panel. So, you know, you have to take that into consideration.
Right. Yeah. Well, the instrument panel makes a huge difference because, like I said, the basic is $369,000 to $438,000. So, and that depends on the avionics.
Yes.
But what the real deal is, the cost of liability insurance throughout the industry has, like, there are nuts and bolts that cost $100 each now, you know?
Yeah.
A cylinder, a single cylinder, which is basically a Volkswagen engine, is a lot calming, like a 0320.
Yeah.
You can think of it like that. Just a single cylinder is $1,180.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
Well, airplanes are like boats. It's just a big hole into which you pour money. A hole in the water hole in the air.
Well, counting because the manufacturer that's still in production or the manufacturer of the engine cylinders or the everything that goes into an airplane, they have to spread the cost of their liability over the lifetime of their manufacturing line over the entire history because it could be sued at any moment. And I think litigation is where they're going to take our guns. Like that one town you mentioned a few days ago in California, that's the first step. They're requiring all persons that have liability insurance that owns a firearm.
Yes.
If that should become law or regulation, they can probably do it without going to Congress, the ATF. You know, that's how they're going to take their guns. They're just going to make them too expensive to afford for the average person. If you're going to buy a gun, then you're going to have...
And they're going to continue to try and sue the gun makers out of business like they just did to Remington. I would hope that decision would be reversed on appeal because, you know, you can't sue automakers for drunk drivers, so why sue the gun makers for people who misbehave with the guns, especially if they're government plants? Anyway, listen, Bruce, I'm going to have to let you go.
Sure.
We are pretty much at the end of the program. And again, stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Dr. Kelly and James from Vancouver are on today. Please go out on all your social media, post links to republicbroadcasting.org and whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. GiveSendGo is back up and running, and it's a big, big help trying to keep all this equipment running over here in Santa Claus. So have a good evening. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.